Amazing beats. Underground sessions.
The hour entirely devoted to two heavyweights from the Tips for 2015 list that we just unearthed today. Whew, it's exciting. Dripping is on the way after we catch up with Little Sims.
Oh, clarity's all I need. I've been on the verge of a breakdown from these challenges I receive. Tell them I won't break now, won't bring a smile to my enemies. I've been blessed enough so far, restored the Lord's got me on my knees. Still working, I've made mistakes and I've learnt. You think you know what I'm earning? You need to worry about your worth. I've been through hardship, I'll tell you, was only a pound in my purse. Still grinding shit, I ain't made it. Ain't gonna lie, it could've been worse. My phone's been ringing off lately. I see numbers as don't answer. I know that it's shit, it sounds rude, but I get that trait from my father. I look above and see mountains. In Turkey now was I'm writing. Ish clarity is all I needed. It took time to understand timing. Please understand that these are my thoughts. Yeah, that I share with you. I care for you. When you're down, just press play and I'll be there for you. Like you can count on me. You can count on me. Us uniting as a unit is what I'd be glad to see. Talk to me.
All I'm really in search of is peace of mind, peace within myself, peace within this universe, if you will, like, and in this industry and within everything, just like, there's too much war already, there's too much segregation, there's too much discrimination, there's too much,
give me peace of mind.
Too much of anything is bad for you, right? So, I don't know,
peace of mind.
Different times on different place, I hardly remember days. I partly feel quite ashamed that I rarely remember faces. My artistry hasn't changed. That's probably the one thing that actually can maintain. These just are my thoughts. See that I share with you, I care for you. When you're down, just press play and I'll be there for you. Like you can count on me. You can count on me. Yeah. You can count on me. Go. Vanity is all they teach. They ain't trying to work for nothing anymore till the salary has increased. Get down on your knees, pray to the Almighty. Cause when that day comes, you're either pissed or you got lucky. This won't be the worst of my days. They will remember me for paths that I've paved. Take the stone with your right hand and make sure to see on them stars my name is engraved. Is that Hollywood fame? Is that selling your soul for a little bit of change? Is that burning coal for a little bit of flame? No control, I'm a little insane. I'll let go, have a little champagne. Sit back slow, is that an image to maintain? Is that a gimmick you play games? Live show, there ain't a limit on that stage. That's that. Keep me to yourself and don't share me with no one else. Have I been to this place before? Can I roll and break down the door? Am I lost in my thoughts? This is what I share with you. I care for you. When you're down, just press play and I'll be there for you. Like you can count on me. You can count on me. Us uniting as a unit is what I'll be glad. See, I'll be on the edge. I know you heard it, they inject the knowledge. I had asserted the way I did it on them. Never under pressure, I ain't trying to stress you. I'm the king and they're forever telling me Sims, you shit on them. Stars, you can see I'm heading for them. If you lay your head in this way, you will know the better soul. I don't want to be in the presence, so I'm a teleport. I've been waiting for it, now I'm ready for it. Tell me how to find your way home when the lights go. I was thinking about the past and my mind froze. Brain freeze, I believe that it's just ice cold. Killing every single rapper, they could die slow. You can live fast and I wonder where the time goes. Till a minute, I'm just trying to get my mind blown. He been looking for the one, she been looking for the one. Niggas, both of them are looking for the right souls, that's them in a different time zone, different place. They hardly remember days. They partly feel quite ashamed that they rarely remember faces. Their artistry does not change. That's probably the one thing they actually can maintain. So these just are their thoughts. Yeah, that they share with you. They care for you. When you're down, just press play and they'll be there for you. Like you can count on me. You can count on me.
The sound of peace of mind on Amazing Beats. I am Mark Ryan. Welcome to the Underground Sessions. We launched our Tips for 2015 list today. It looks really rather nice. We've got Drippin' in the show a little bit later on. He's coming from a more classical kind of dance music background, but I'm quite happy to say that we are joined by London's Little Sims in the house. Little Sims, welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me, man.
It's an absolute pleasure. We've been trying to track you down for ages and ages. firstly, congratulations. You've made our Tips list. Before I go on, sometimes when I get MCs on, they go all crazy and nuts when I call them grime MCs, when I call them hip MCs, hip hop MCs. They just want to be called MCs. What's your take?
I'm not going to go crazy and nuts, but I would prefer just to be like called a musician, if that's not too much to ask. but just because I feel like it's like for me a lot more than just the rappity rap stuff. You know, I play instruments and I do a bunch of other stuff, so I like to see myself as like a more of a well-rounded artist.
Yeah, we can certainly see that and hear it in the music. We've got to start with the Mobos. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. such a great honour. Nominee, Best Hip Hop Act, Best Newcomer also. Mm-hmm. You know, what was the process like from being involved to actually the night time and stuff like that?
Right. So I found out that I was nominated for 2 awards by Twitter. and kind of was like in really deep shock. I didn't expect it at all, especially not 2, just because there's like I'm unsigned, you know, I haven't put out any singles. There was just so much that I hadn't done yet, but Mobos has still recognized my hard work and the stuff that I have done, which I'm very thankful for. And then when it came to the actual night, I was fortunate enough to be able to perform, which was incredible, with legend Candy Staten. And yeah, that was just like crazy experience. Beforehand, I was mad nervous just for the mere fact it's Mobos, you know, it's like live television and thousands of people are going to be watching. I've got my family in the audience. There was just so much going through my head. But as soon as I stepped onto the stage, I just like knew my place and it just felt right. Everything just felt right.
To me, it's crazy that someone has that much kind of confidence and ability at such a young age. I recently as well that you're going through the university process at the minute as well. What are you studying?
I am, yeah. I'm studying music technology specialist. Wicked. Yeah, so I'm trying to find balance in between doing that and doing this. So
I think it's important. A lot of the DJs and producers I kind of speak to, MCs coming from the urban area as well, it's kind of like technology being the language, learning the language to then use the language in a kind of way.
Exactly, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, good luck to you with that. It's really, really cool. I think the most stunning thing, and I'm just going to get this in there, that I think I've seen on TV around music in my whole lifetime was 4 to the Floor recently on Channel 4 and them highlighting you on that. In my head, that's how you live your life and how you make music. You know, you just get out, get on your bike, go around to the mates. I wonder if you could just kind of tell us a little bit about, you know, being on that and that process.
So yeah, 4 to the Floor was something that the Lemonade Money guys had came to me and expressed that they was doing this music show and how they really wanted to capture more about the artists and about the industry and what goes on behind the scenes and stuff. And it immediately I was just so fascinated and was interested in that idea because I felt like there was nothing like that on television at the minute, and that's kind of what was missing. I do wish it was on earlier, like around 9, 10 p.m. kind of thing, because then it would have had the eyes and ears of a lot more people. But I knew I wanted to be involved for sure. And the guys over at Lemonade Money expressed to people that they wanted to get on the show. So they had Joey Badass, obviously myself, a band called The Hicks, Young Fathers, and all these different amazing talented peoples, and there's something I definitely wanted to be involved in, and it just kind of happened all so naturally and so organically. I've worked with the Lemonade Money guys before, so it just felt like a kind of family unit kind of thing. And then it's funny, the same, like if you've watched the show, the same formation, me and my friends were sitting on the sofa, is how we watched the actual program. Like, but we wasn't even thinking about it like that. It just happened that before I knew it, I was sitting in the exact same spot watching the program. It was just like, this is crazy. But yeah, that was fun, man. That was good fun.
It's just real life captured and showed to the rest of us beautifully. Sure. I think the thing that struck a chord with me so much about that, and I've endeavoured, Channel 4, like most streaming places, terrible at longevity online and taking stuff, programming off there. So I will try and endeavour to find a copy of this online and tweet it out there.
Yes.
But it was a keepsake. It was of a quality and of a standard that I could own it on DVD and watch it again and again and again.
Wow.
I absolutely loved it. Anyway, let's give the people what they want. We're going to talk music and influences and kind of what you're getting up to in 2015, but we have to play out some music. So I've picked some of my favourites, totally self-indulgent, you know, I make no apologies for it. So we're going into something from the latest EP. Well, the first drop of Age 101, and we're going to play Age 101. I wonder if you could, you know, tell us the experiences of making it.
Yeah, so Age 101, produced by OTG, he's actually a part of my label also, really, really talented kid. For me was, obviously, my label's called Age 101, and I wanted to make a song for, like, once in my life that was just about the vibe, and just, like, I didn't have to think too much about lyrics or what I wanted to say, or it was just a lot of fun for me. It's one of my favorite songs to perform, just because of the energy it possesses, especially when I'm on stage. So I don't know what comes over me, but it's just, maybe it's the beat. But yeah, it was just a really, really fun song for me to make, and it was like, I made the song in literally like 20 minutes because it just all came so naturally, and I didn't have to overthink anything at all. So it's one of my favorite songs for sure.
Age 101, Zainers. Rasta man told me that strangers are the friends we haven't met yet. What a mind, what a way to show me the world is a small place. It works in a pure ways. We live for the night and do nothing for at least short days. I'm conscious about what they will say if I fall. Will they respect what I've done or just my pass on that ball? I make mistakes and I'll say it because I ain't perfect at all. Up in your head is just knowledge that I done came to install. You feel me? Relax your mind, boy. Be so clear. Forget the pride, boy. Take short things. Look at the time. It's gone past what I would call happy hour. Fix me up a plate of wrappers for me to devour. I've been up till late watching Breaking Bad and eating biscuits. When I got uni work that still ain't finished, and my priorities scattered somewhere up in the distance. Too much to think about, but still I'm steady blowing on a slout. Steady blowing on a slout. Up spacing, I ain't never coming down. No, 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 I ain't never coming down. No, 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 I'm only human. Yeah, I said it. Kinda fed up with the industry already. Like you didn't just be more fish to want a percentage. Please don't judge me. Said I'm steady blowing on a slout. Steady blowing on a slout. Up in space and I ain't never coming back. No, 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 I ain't never coming. Please don't judge me, I'm only human. Yeah, I said it. Kinda fed up with the industry already. Like you didn't officially, but still want a percentage. What is this really wrong with these people? I don't know, no, who the fuck you after then? I've been on the scene now for a minute. Tell me who's got it if I ain't winning. How you feeling over there, sitting in a corner? All eyes on me when I walk inside the building. I've been trying to find a way to balance everything going on, can I manage painting my... No, no, oh, who's this now?
My little man. No, no,
should've done it with Frank.
Yo, you telling me you're rolling up? I'm recording, man.
Alright, cool, let me finish this real quick. I'm coming. Starting my own label, the journey was painful from them telling me I wasn't able. Now I put these babies in cradles, rock them to sleep. Won't mention all the ones that doubted me, it's not that deep.
I'm just chilling,
steady blowing on a slout. Steady blowing on a slout. Up a space and I ain't never coming down. No, 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 I ain't never coming down. No, 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 I'm on the human, yeah, I said it. Kinda fed up with the industry already. Like you did it just for me, but still want a percentage. Please don't judge me. Said I'm steady blowing on the slout. Steady blowing on the slout. Up a space and I ain't never coming down. No, 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 I ain't never coming. Please don't judge me, I'm on the human, yeah, I said it. Kinda fed up with the industry already. Like you need it to me, but still want a percentage. What the fuck is really wrong with these people? I don't know.
Age 101, my guest tonight is Little Sims, announced today by us at Amazing Radio as one of our tips for 2015. You're going to be hearing so much about this talent over the next year, I cannot stress. I want to know about your influences. You know, right. I think you probably got into it through kind of friends and that playground culture, but who in the musical world has inspired you to become an MC?
I remember, like, very early on listening to, or watching rather, like, a lot of Missy Elliott and Busta Rhymes videos, and just being so interested and fascinated by not only the music but their visual. And when I used to, I almost didn't want to listen to the song if it wasn't, if I wasn't watching the video, because the videos are just so captivating. I remember, like, Missy had kid dancers all the time, and at the time I used to dance, so I always used to want to be in her, one of her videos, and just because it was just so crazy and cool and just fun. So definitely earlier on they were my influences, but as I suppose got older, I started listening a lot more to Lauryn Hill, and she became a big influence because of just what she was saying in the music. And she made an incredible record that's like one of my favorite records of all time. And I mean, now I'm trying to be, I'm definitely finding my feet and creating myself, and I'm inspired by different things, and especially the people I'm around, they inspire me a lot. So, yeah.
I think you've followed the traditional pattern where you kind of go into the shiny loveliness of hip-hop, but then as you become more entrenched in the genre, you look for depth and spirituality and
exactly.
in the content and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly that.
What are you like as an MC? Because I'm fascinated by the brains of people who are like wordsmiths, you know, Jay-Z's ability to just sit in a room and then just rattle off, you know, verse after verse, rhyme after rhyme. What's your work in progress? Do you need to spend a lot of time with a track, notepad, pen, or do you just kind of, do things just come into your mind and then you just go with it?
Exactly that. I'll listen to a beat if I like it, if I like the vibe or whatever. The first thing I'll kind of do is like, freestyle a flow, because flow comes really like natural to me, and it's just the easiest thing for me to start with. So I'll either freestyle a flow or I'll voice note it on my phone if I'm not ready to write to it yet, just so I don't forget that particular flow. Then I'll come back to it and like add words to it, take away parts, maybe put in a hook. It just all comes so naturally. It doesn't even feel like I'm writing a song. It just, I feel like it's something everyone does.
It's kind of like rapping is your language. You can switch on and off from it. That, I think that's the true sign for me as a really talented MC.
Yeah, exactly.
Congratulations on that. It's something I've yet to master, but I can't even begin to practice. I want to talk quickly. You've got a new single coming out with Jay Quab, which is titled Time Capsule, out on the 15th of December. I haven't heard it yet. I wonder if you could just...
You've not heard it?
You know, give us a quick kind of splice of...
rundown. Okay.
Yeah.
So Time Capsule is basically... for me, I was talking to the younger me. Nice. On the song, so I'm almost talking to like my 14-15 year old self, so I'm relaying it back to the points where I was getting into music industry and I knew I wanted to do this as a career. People wasn't trying to take me serious. I've been disheartened, almost misled to an extent, and what do I do at this point? I'm 15. I really, really want to do this. No one's trying to take me serious. Like, where do I go? And so me being 20 now and where I am in my music career and talking to my 15-year-old self, it's like, all right, cool. I know you're feeling this way, but trust me, it's going to work out. Just continue, press on, you know, save money. All the money you get, save it. Invest in equipment. Because now everything I record it at home. I invested my money in equipment, so I invested my money in equipment. Know who your friends are, and keep a good head on your shoulders, and you'll be cool. And that's the whole point or story concept kind of thing behind the song.
Wise words for anyone who's looking to make music, no matter which area, strain, genre you kind of come from. My guest Little Sims tonight. It's not the first time you've worked with Jay Quab. I want to play out Devour from the Edge EP as well, because I absolutely love it.
Thank you.
Please don't pay them no mind. You little puppies are not bad. I'll be sitting on some gold mines. Couldn't get it for a low price. Now you're looking for the gold, right? Tell the king I'm waiting for my slice. Or some of the cake or the pie. If you had a brave, better fly. I must be an angel in disguise. Looking like a fella out of the sky. But I'm gonna be coming better high. Need to get away from this bird's nest. I must be the first best lyricist to tell it how it is. I'll be tearing out the worst mess when I deliver my words. Yes, I ain't even trying. Yeah, I take the safety. Say I take the risk. And I know I do. These rappers are scratched up like an old school disc. Lead me to fly my wings. Lead me to try and divide my sins. Into the bad and the not so bad category. I'm perfect. I just wanna tell the story into weapon. Many, many men will attempt to devour my throne. I empower my own. I'm just trying to be the best me, but in gold, they will shower my clone with a mix of what's going on. Never ever telling lies to the young people that wonder what the fix of what's going on. I won't even try to explain what a mess we're in. I just sing my songs.
You and
in the jungle with the lion's tags and the bears. Can you handle it? What do you fear? Can you manage living in despair? Snakes are about, you gotta be wary, be aware. Can you feel the energy in the air? Many will listen but do not hear. What do I have to do to be clear? Tell stories around a campfire and reminisce about the time when we made fire. Bangers on bangers and I do be getting high. Space says tease on, but I'm off designer. In a position where I'm the one that they admire. I won't never listen to your music, can't lie. My authority is real, better call me sire. Now this shit sounds like desire. Boss kill like an African spit. When I start flinging, you don't wanna be in there, no.
Dirty grip, turning the blitz, I won't even lie. If you don't wanna see me flip back, many, many men will attempt to devour my throne. I empower my own. I'm just trying to be the best me, but in gold, they wish I were my clone. What the fuck's up? If I ever telling lies to the young people, they wonder what the fuck's up. I won't even try to explain what a mess we're in. I just sing my songs. Many, many men will attempt to devour my throne. I empower my own. I'm just trying to be the best me, but in gold, they wish I were my clone. What the fuck's up? Never ever telling lies to the young people, they wonder what the fuck's up. I won't even try to explain what a mess we're in. I just sing my songs.
Little Sim, still my guest tonight. Devour, taken from the Edge EP. Absolutely stunning, stunning body of work that you can go and check out through my shop, edgeamazingradio.com, and a hat load of material coming in 2015 as well. Let's talk about next year. What excites you the most about it?
The most exciting part, well, one of the most exciting parts is definitely turning 21.
Well, let's go into it. What's the party going to be like?
I don't know. I did want to do Vegas, but I don't know. Exactly. I don't know if that's going to happen because my birthday's at the top of the year. It's in February. So I feel like Vegas requires a lot of planning. And right now I'm like doing a lot of stuff music-wise. I don't know if I'm going to have the time. But I know it'll probably result to something like just chilling with my friends and just like listening to music and just being really chill.
Very good. Just being good at being young.
Exactly, yeah. But aside from that, I'm definitely looking forward to working on my record and playing festivals in the summer. That should be amazing.
And you're going out on your first co-headline tour with OCD. Do you know whereabouts you're going to be hitting up across the UK? Is it going to go international?
Yeah, so, no, it's just in the UK. So we do, like, we got a London date, we got Bristol, Manchester, Birmingham, and Glasgow.
Awesome stuff. Everyone else out there, you know, get on associated web spaces for Little Sims. Check out when those tickets come. You don't want to miss out. You touched on it before, and I really love the idea of the independent nature of what you're doing, and you know, being self-sufficient, looking after yourself, not letting I'm guessing anyone kind of be the rhyme or reason to where you want your musical kind of career to go. As a station, we support, you know, independent labels, artists, and people who are, you know, going against the machine, not in any kind of, you know, bad way, we don't like you, but prepared to make their own destiny. So what are some of the kind of trials and tribulations of firstly running your own independent record label?
There's definitely a lot of pros and cons into trying to run a label, especially when it comes to like the funding side. Because I'm an independent artist, it's hard to seek funding and be able to do what you kind of envision your label to be like in the future. So, for example, signing people. When it came to that, I knew, okay, my company, we don't have money to sign people right now. So it's about... They need to trust me, and there needs to be some sort of loyalty and some sort of trust. And that's what I've built with OCG, who's a part of the label. And it's all about us having the same vision and knowing where we want to go and making it happen and just, you know, having each other's backs kind of thing. So he knows that whatever he needs, and I feel like I can help in that area, he knows I've got him. You know, same way when it comes to beats, and if I need this done or this done, I know he's got me. It's just we have a really, really good working relationship, so that always helps. And as well, it's like I just feel like it's all about vision, man, and just getting people to be on the same mind level as you, I suppose, in terms of just knowing where you want to go in the future and stuff. So that's for me anyway, really important.
It's encouraging to hear. I think the best things happen when human beings get together who are like-minded and push for the same goals, definitely.
Exactly.
You've been an absolute pleasure and a joy. I wish you all the best in 2015.
Thank you very much. Thank you for all your support. I really appreciate it.
No, we'll be watching you with an absolute keen eye. And I want to finish on my favourite, I think, infectious, uplifting, and I want to play out Bob. And I wonder if you could kind of tell us about the track to finish.
Right, so Bar Simpson is, again, just really hype. Another fun song, a lot of different flow patterns in that song. Probably my favourite song to perform live, just because of the energy it possesses. And I've performed that song like a million times, and each time is completely different crowds, different energies in the room. Bar Simpson's just fun. Just enjoy it and don't think too much about what I'm saying. It's, you know, I'm allowed to be cocky sometimes. But enjoy it.
Every tune was a hit. It wasn't, hey, now Mary, turn it over on side two. Boy, you love take four. It's like all six on each side was in color.
Yeah. I'm a visionary, get the eyes to the self made money gang. Niggas up there, they can see a little better than me. Roll trees, I'm a young Steve Jobs. When I get to 21, I'ma be handing out jobs. And that ain't even a lot compared to what I'm really about to do. When I dare you to ever wanna stop me, nah, never. Give me that title, I'll make it better. Give me any challenge or journey and I'll endeavor. That ain't even much, I ain't even bragging as such. Never will there ever be a rush. Rev up, then lift up the clutch. Labels don't get me, I must be speaking in Dutch. Oh, what the fuck? Lyrically bury these rappers alive. Come back and finish my lunch. Cheeky, I know it enough. They rate the average rapper, niggas is lost. Pay me to talk to the boss. You ask for quality, why are you watching the cost? Spend all your money on Gucci, why are you stunting? I just roll up in Lacoste. Many get ready to all floss, trying to be heavy, the weight loss. Give me a second to break lots, vocal in baggage, I make lots. Hearing I'm ready to take shots, bringing it to me and ain't lost. Why would you be surprised when the third eye is the main watch? I'd advise you to make ties with a stay boss and deprive you with steak fries like a stray dog. Oh,
right, seems not every day. Kill him. Why you so aggressive?
Come off, never loved us like the Drake song. I'll be here, be forgotten. I ain't even gotta tell him I'm a freak. Though I keep a humble wine into all the flossing. Get them hands up with the shelves, I get it popping. Read between the lines, why you acting like you don't know the space. Space age will define what is great. I put my mind in a place where I don't focus on the time of the day. Man, I got too much to say, let me say it. Put my verse on a quick loop when you play it. I ain't never gotta impress you when I spray it. When I blow big, you know that's chaos. GRM, I got the evidence, I'm rated. Everybody knows I'm a clever young lass with a little sass. Trying to put my city on the map until it was back. I was never gone all black. I'm just trying to run a little. Take a race out. Give me that.